Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Nun Hey and Simen Resh Nun Vav. Simen Resh Nun Hey, Hachonas Ha'esh Kod Machnosa Shabbos, preparing the fire before Shabbos starts, Siv Aleph. Ein Oisin Madura may eat some Samach HaShecha. You don't make, you know, Madura, someone says a bonfire. You don't make a big fire in the fireplace, basically, to warm the house with a lot of logs and wood. So you can't light that up Erev Shabbos, right before sunset. Unless it's already burning sufficiently that the flame will burn on its own, you won't have to add any kindling. And if it's one thick log, then before Shabbos starts, the flame should go through half its thickness and around most of its circumference. If it's not burning that much, then you cannot benefit from that flame on Shabbos. Again, we're afraid you'll stoke the embers. You'll move the wood to get the flame higher. But if it's burning the amount we said before Shabbos, then you can warm yourself by that flame on Shabbos. You can also use its light. Whether it's on the ground, like in a fire pit, or maybe on some kind of instrument to give light. Even though the fuel are the materials that we wouldn't use as a wick on Shabbos. This is a separate halacha by Madura. You can't make this big fire unless it has enough time to get burning well before Shabbos starts. Similarly, you want to get the furnace going for the winter home. We treat it like this fireplace fire. Unless you're going to seal the door of the tanur with plaster, sure, then we're not afraid to stoke the coals. Umashma, the implication is that if there's enough time before Shabbos starts, before Shkia, for the flame to burn well, then it's okay, even in a furnace where you don't seal the door with plaster, because you're not going to stoke it. But it appears to me nonetheless, it's proper not to light this fire so close to Shkia in such a case, even though you'll get the shear before Shabbos starts. Try to make sure that it's not just the bare minimum burning before Shabbos. Make sure it's totally burning before Shabbos. The matzah, because it's very common, that afterwards you're going to have these burning embers. You'd have to get a non-Jew to extinguish them, to keep the furnace from cooling down, if you wait until it goes out by itself. It's not right to bring you to this in the chatchila, to set yourself up. What does this mean, that if you're waiting for the embers to burn out, it's going to cool down? So I saw the explanation is, the ovens had to have a chimney for the smoke to go out. And while it's burning, you have to keep the chimney open. So when you have a good fire burning, it keeps the house warm. But if you're left with a few burning embers and you have to wait for them to go out, the house is getting cold from the chimney. You can't close the chimney as long as these embers are still burning. So while I'm waiting for the embers to burn out, the house is getting cold. So I'd rather get a non-Jew to put out the embers so there's no more smoke. I can just close the chimney to keep the house insulated. So that's what he's saying. You can end up in a situation where you have to get a non-Jew to put out the burning embers so the house doesn't cool from the chimney being open. And don't put yourself in such a position. The Mishnah Berurah continues, this is not similar to the case when we let the non-Jew come Shabbos morning to put wood in the fire and get the house warm in the cold climates. There's no other choice. The fire is not going to burn from Friday through Shabbos, so you need the guy to come on Shabbos morning to get the furnace going. What he lit yesterday, Erev Shabbos, is already cold. Here, you can get the fire going earlier, unless there's some kind of onus. So instead of getting the non-Jew to help you, it's better to make sure the fire is burning well before Shabbos starts. Sefkad days, actually yatzis v'chulu, until the flame is burning and the doesn't need your help. Dilav hachi, because if it needs your help, chashin shem yichata, we're afraid you'll stoke the coals. And you'll move around the wood, even though it's already dark out, and Shabbos has started. Sifkat Gimel, Belis Suyua. So it should be able to burn without any more wood. You're not going to have to say, Have Eitzim Dakim, bring some fine kindling wood, put it under that it should burn up. It has to be burning that you don't have to do anything for the fire anymore. Sifkan Dald, if it's a log, berov of you, it should go most of its thickness. The flame should enter into the log at least halfway. And on the outside, it should go around most of its circumference. Sifkan Hey, if not, then also the henness, then you're not allowed to benefit from the fire. Perish. Afilu hunuka achach legami, even though later totally ignited. The same as we wrote in Reish Nandal by the beans. The kosher of al divrei Chazal, if you violated what Chazal instructed, also lehenes ad motzei Shabbos, you can't get any benefit until after Shabbos is over. Sifkan v'avu kishuhudaka kishir. If it was burning the proper amount before Shabbos starts, perish mod yoyim, kodem Shabbos, when it was still daytime before Shabbos starts, it's already burning the proper amount, then sifkan zayin, yochel eschamim v'chulu, you could warm yourself and use the light. Hataz b'simen ayin reishay kosev. The Taz later writes, you should still be careful on Shabbos not to sit so close near the small tails of the burning embers. We're afraid you'll try to push them into the main fire. But Eli Rabbi Tosef Shabbos are not worried about this. You can be using this flame or the furnace right next to you. Go right next to it. We're not afraid you'll move the wood. Unless you're going to be doing something which needs a lot of concentration or liquids connected to read by the light, then there's a fear you will manipulate it. This is about halacha, the gezeirah shamayata, that if you're reading by a light, on Shabbos, a flame, you have to be careful you're not going to manipulate it. So there's a dinim of how it's mutter for someone else to remind you, but that gezeirah would be intact. Even if the fuel of the fire is something that you can't make a wick from. Medura, when you deal with this big fire, since it's such a big fire burning, everything burns the other. We don't worry about wicks. Wicks were particular with a single flame, not when you have a whole bonfire going. Siv Beis, Yesh Oimim, some say, if you have coals, it's wood that had been burnt, it was extinguished, and you relight it. Even if the flame doesn't grab the whole thing, even just a little bit, sure, you're already good. Erev Shabbos, just get the fire going, it's good. Because we know these will burn straight. It doesn't need your help. These kinds of coals are meant to burn fine without any manipulation or any assistance, so that you can even light right before Shabbos starts. Siv Gimel. Medura shall zephis, v'shal garfis, v'shal kasha gavava. If you make this big fire, but instead of using wood, you're using zephis, like tar, garfis, sulfur, straw, stubble. Afilo achas ben ur elakol, so even if the flame just starts burning it, shari is fine. You're not going to stoke anything. V'chein medura shall kana, v'shal garine tamarim. The same is true if you have reeds or seeds of dates that you make the fire from, kishahem ifuzarim, when they're spread out, there's no concern you'll stoke them. But if the reeds are tied together in bundles and the seeds are in a basket, then you need to burn it enough that the flame goes up by itself, because if not, we're afraid you will separate them and scatter them. Some say, the Gemara means exactly the opposite. That when it's agudos, it's no problem, but when it's scattered, then it is a problem. Then you're afraid shemichata. If you look in the Gemara, it's the same if your fuel is oil or wax, anything that's going to melt. There's no concern about stoking. Or kash, zinvi hashibolim, the ends of the stalks, after the harvest, you collect it. It's basically straw and stubble from the grains. If they're scattered, the mechaber begins. If they're scattered, there's no concern. Hatam, the reason is the kivu shalachmena, or once the flame grabs onto it, katsas, even a little bit, maybe oidya before Shabbos starts, shuv, hemdol, kemelein, they'll continue to burn on their own. They don't need any assistance. Alok shema gudos or basab, but if they're in bundles or in a basket, shuv, ein ashal heves, yichrodi konesman, then the flame can't really get into it. V'odas harif harabam, that's the view of the riff of the rabam. There we need to make sure it's burning well before Shabbos starts. V'das hayesh, or it's just the opposite. Shudas harosh v'hatur. Hula hepech, the rosh and tur hold just the opposite. Kishahem v'fuzaros, when they are spread out, kolachs mehen lo timsa es chaver to leva'aro. Even if one's burning, it won't light the next one. V'hem kovin v'holch, let's keep going out. And therefore, you're going to want to move them around. Hilchach, therefore, tzrichem ov, you want to make sure they're mostly lit before Shabbos starts. Masha'enken, k'shem ne'agod, miachad, as opposed to when they're bundles, v'chein garinim, or seeds in a basket, there's no concern. As soon as it's lit, it'll burn by itself. So it's a machleik, is partial, what is the better way for it to burn, where we have less concern that you'll manipulate it. And that's a machleik. So I guess the best way to do it is to make sure it's lit all the way, to be yes, all the shitas. So in Reish Nevov Sheish Tekiyah Shehu Yitzoykin Be'erev Shabbos, they used to blow six kailas, six tekiyas Erev Shabbos, Sif Aleph, K'shehu Yisrael B'Yeshuvan. When Klai Yisrael lived in their own communities, Shehu Yitzoykin Be'erev Shabbos Sheish Tekiyahs, they would blow Erev Shabbos six shofar blasts. K'delahavdas ha'omen ha'malocha, in order for people to know to stop their work and get ready for Shabbos. It's a practice in the holy communities. When it's getting close to Shabbos, a half hour or an hour before, they would have a shliach tzibur go out and announce, everyone get ready for Shabbos. This replaces the tekiyas that the Gemara describes. And it's proper to conduct yourself this way in all places. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph Samach Shabbos Kechatzi Shoh. Haynu Chatzi Shoh Koydim Sheniskas Hashemesh Meitonu. This means a half hour before sunset. V'zeachroz Hashiach Tzibo Kol B'nei Ha'ir. And this announcement of the Hashiach Tzibo is for the entire city. Sheyiru L'Hachin Atzmom L'Shabbos. They should see to it to do their final preparations for Shabbos. Well, the Bali Melochis, people who are engaged in Melocha, workers, it's proper to send someone to tell them to stop their work even before that. Which is 2.5 hours before the stars are out. Which is the time of Mincha Ketana. So this is basically an hour and a quarter before sunset. Sharatzion writes of Kohen Beis, "Bafenosenu harabim due to our many sins, nispashin hamok minig become a koymish oisin atzamach hashkia." The practice has become widespread in several places to literally work up until sunset. V'zel mitzat shuv b'minim, it's because they're very poor. Tzvichim hamois, they need the money, the opposite of Shabbos, to beautify Shabbos. So how are you supposed to protest that? You can't stop that. But if someone doesn't need that extra money, he should not do that. He should not wait until so close to Shabbos to stop his work, but rather he should go with this shiur of an hour and a quarter before sunset. Mishnah Berurah continues, the Magen Avraham writes further, it's proper for store owners to close up their shops, k'mo sha'ol k'adim Shabbos, like an hour prior to the beginning of Shabbos. And the notes point out, even stores that sell things that people need for Shabbos, they should close up, and if someone comes within that hour who really needs something, you could sell to them, but not with the front door. They can't come in like business is open as usual, they have to come in the back door, whatever, to give them what they need. But even if you sell things that people need for Shabbos, you have to close up an hour before Shabbos. Ki gedor l'machshela, because it's a tremendous stumbling block. Shelefamim, sometimes, basar echod, you can have an officer show up, someone important, v'nim shechamasu matanat shechashecha mamish, and the give and take goes on literally until Shabbos. U'mavadzim, besides that, k'fiya rogil, what's ordinary, what happens, shanoshim k'shebos machaniyos, when the women come home from the store, v'ichzois, they quickly wash up, v'loiv shesbig de Shabbos, and they dress in the Shabbos clothing. Koidim halakas nes, before they light candles. V'em yis'achu miletzeis, if they're going to be delayed leaving the store, yivoh chas v'shom v'sveik chil Shabbos, going to come chas v'shom to a possibility of safik chil Shabbos. U'befrat especially, b'yom ha'katzam in the short Fridays of the winter. Because they're not going to light candles until they wash up and get dressed for Shabbos. And the later they get home, the more that's pushed off. And therefore, what's really proper is she'akdim letzeis, they should leave early enough to do all their hachanis and make sure to light candles before Shabbos starts. But oidos kabbal Shabbos gam kin yish kilkol. And as far as accepting Shabbos, there's also a problem. Shavuot ha'am yeshlem hetter b'tos, people make a mistake and give themselves an allowance that doesn't exist. Shakolot shlo amar baruch hu, they say, as long as you didn't say baruch hu, or kabbal Shabbos, k'shenog b'menu, or whatever way, mekabbal Shabbos, mizvashilim Shabbos, or chadeid, whatever it is, they think, oisin kol tzarech l'ham b'Shabbos. They could do whatever they need to do for Shabbos. Because I didn't say baruch yet, I didn't say mizvashir, I didn't say l'chadeid. Afal pi shulay l'mamash, even though it's already nighttime. It's a mistake. V'alkein yesh l'haktim l'kabbal Shabbos, and therefore the proper thing is to mekabbal Shabbos early, and you won't make these mistakes. You don't wait in shul for a great person who hasn't shown up yet. If it's time for Kabbal Shabbos, it's his merit that they won't be Mechal Shabbos because of him. So don't wait for the Godol if he hasn't shown up yet and it's time to Mechal Shabbos. This should be done everywhere. That Yidin should not come to Chil Shabbos. In the very large communities, there's no way to make announcements. The proper thing to do is to find volunteers who will go out among the people, all the streets of this community, to publicize that it's time to close the stores and light the candles. Okay, Nimsa came become a Yaros Kudoilois, Chaburos Kudoish, some Yusados, and Hashkoch Shabbos. And we find today in many large cities these holy organizations that are established to watch over the keeping of Shabbos, but Ashrei Chelkam. And fortunate is their lot, Kihim Mizakim, Is Yisrael, Vinsh Mashmaim, because they make sure that Klai Yisrael have merit before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yizkov Urzah, and they'll merit because of this, Hamizchazkim Ton Mitzvah Zu, those who constantly are strengthening this mitzvah, the banim gedol Yisrael, to children who gedol Yisrael. The Sharetzi involved points out, how do I know this? Because the Gemara says, if someone is Zohir B'ner, he'll have children who are Tamid HaChamim. Koshke B'zeh, he's Mezake, L'Rab B'nei Yisrael, how much more so? Not just for Halakas Neres, for the whole keeping Shabbos, Memela, they don't have the same Sukkos.